This is a CHY News Update. With the end of the school year around the corner for many Vancouver Island University students, students will be hunkering down in the campus library. But for students who want to get some late-night studying done in the library, they will find themselves with a bit of a problem. In prior years, Vancouver Island University students could access the library 24/7. But in the last year, this has changed to reduced hours, leaving many students annoyed. The reduced hours for the campus library are 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. until 11 p.m. on weekends and holidays. Advocating for a return to the 24/7 access, the VIU Student Union, or VIUSU, has started a campaign calling on the university to bring back the original hours. Brandon Klee is a Women in Gender Studies and Political Science student at VIU. Along with her studies, she's also the Director of External Relations for the Students' Union. Klee says this new campaign comes as students feel the university administration made the changes to the library hours without letting students have a say. As a student who started attending VIU in 2020, Klee says she's been around when the library was still open 24/7.
I had gone there at midnight, and I've come in at as early as 4 a.m. And so, personally, these cuts have made it so that I don't have a safe space to study in the morning or in the evening time as well. It was an amazing place to be able to go and as a casual space to go and study with friends in a low barrier and low barrier space, a safe space as well.
It was a normal routine for Klee to get to campus as early as 4 a.m. to study at the library before classes. But, she says due to the lack of communication about the change in library hours, this past September, Klee had shown up to the library early in the morning to only find out they couldn't enter.
And so, yes, I've come there at 6 a.m. and I was stopped by the security and was not allowed to go into the library when I had come at 6 a.m. So I had to wait in my car because I did not know that this change had occurred, that my card was no longer able to access the space in itself.
While Klee says they're not the type to pull an all-nighter at the library, she has heard from students who are missing the opportunity of doing late-night studying at the library. In response to the hour change, the VIUSU started an open letter writing campaign to VIU's president and VP of students, demanding the reinstatement of the 24/7 library hours. Students can sign onto the letter, and so far over 1,000 people have done so. CHY spoke to current students about their thoughts on the current library hours.
Well, for me, I have a desk at home. It doesn't really impact me that much, except for if I need to get to school early. Because I do wake up pretty early sometimes, and I feel like it would be nice to go into school early and get some homework done. 7 a.m. is pretty late for an opening.
Personally, it doesn't affect me. I live on the other side of town, so it's a bit of a hassle to get to the library at times. So I usually am only there before classes or after classes. It's never really a late night or early morning thing for me. So personally, I don't feel the shortened library hours that much.
Did you even know that the library hours changed?
I didn't know at the beginning, but I have a few friends who frequent the library late at night. So I kind of heard through them a little bit later after it happened.
But like right now, I see how that would affect someone who is like living on campus, especially like the new students living on campus. Residence is not like the most quiet place. And also it's just like a very tiny space and sometimes it's shared. So it's not a very good study environment. So if you're living on campus and you need where to study, the library is a good option, but if it's not open 24/7, then yeah, that's not accessible.
The change from the 24 hours came on May 4, 2024, during the early days of the VIU Palestinian Solidarity Encampment that stood outside the VIU library. VIU made the decision to change the 24/7 access to the reduced hours, limiting the access to the library to those only with a student ID from 9 a.m. until midnight. VIU posted on social media saying while the encampment remained peaceful and calm, for safety reasons, building entrances would remain locked throughout the day and would be accessible only by VIU-issued access cards. Following the end of the encampment in early August, the university had changed the hours of the library, but only extending them to the current hours. According to a survey done in 2023 about the VIU library, VIU students, faculty, and staff were asked to indicate their level of agreement with certain statements. One statement said, "The library feels safe." Participants were asked to rank the statement from strongly agree to strongly disagree. According to the raw data from the survey reviewed by CHY, Out of the 1,304 participants who responded to that question, 914, or 70%, indicated that they strongly agree that the library feels safe. Another 291, or 22%, stated that they somewhat agree with the statement. In the survey, only 20 people, or 1.5% of participants, indicated that they somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement that the library feels safe. CHY reached out to VIU for a comment and was returned an email VIU sent out to all students from Michelle S. Quinn, Provost and VP of Academic, and Carol Russell, VP of Students. The email announced that they would be extending the library hours this year during exam week from March 31st to April 25th. The hours would be extended from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m., 7 days a week, with key card access required after 5 p.m. on weekdays and weekends. The email also said that while the 24/7 access is currently not feasible as they operate in a resource-contained environment, the quote, extended hours reflect our commitment to supporting your academic journey and align or exceed those of many other post-secondary institutions across the province, end quote. VIU says that they are, quote, continuing to review measures that we may be able to put in place to further extend library hours while ensuring the safety of our community, end quote. For more information about the VIU SU campaign and where to sign on to the open letter can be found at wematterhere.viusu.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.